بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
To our brothers in Iman and our sisters in faith, السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمته وبركاته. I welcome you once again in our shortcut to Jannah. Once again, delighted to see this blessed and shining faces in front of me. Today, we will take hadith number 15. If time allows and permits, then we take 16. Hadith number 15, last Monday, if you remember, we took hadith 14. Hadith number 14 talks about the importance of the blood of a Muslim. Damu mri'in Muslim. And that his blood is sacred. Killing a Muslim, killing a believer, qualifies Jahannam for a person right away. Accept Tawbah with forgiveness from the one who is in charge of the person's blood. So this is the way. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from spilling the blood of our own brothers and humankind at large. Ameen. Today, hadith number 15 will teach us the importance of silence. If you have nothing good to say. This hadith is from Bukhari as well as Muslim, from the Imam of Muhaddithin Abi Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, who said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. This hadith is the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari in Sahih al-Jami' and hadith of Imam Muslim in Sahih Muslim. 47. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu arda said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah was reported to have said, man kana yu'minu billah, whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and al-yawm al-akhir, the last day. I said to you before, one of the names of the day of judgment is yawm al-akhir, the last day. Why is it called the last day? Because there will be no day after it. That's the final day. And I told you then that today is what? Monday? Tuesday? Wednesday? You know, I have virus in my brain, ikhwan, forgive me, apologize. You know, sometimes that virus, I just need a vast installed in my memory. Maybe that's that vast over there. So today, Wednesday. So Wednesday gives birth to? Tomorrow is what, Mustafa? Aywa. Wabada Thursday? Wabada Friday? Wabada Saturday? Wabada Sunday? Wabada Monday? Tuesday? Wabada Tuesday? Wednesday? Wabada Wednesday? Thursday? Wabada Thursday? Friday? You know, this is actually the original name for those days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, those gods of ancient, you know, Greeks. But that's not the topic today. Hayabni, mashikid, tayyib. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyaqul khayra. Let's take the hadith. Whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the last day, let him speak khayr. What is khayr? Khayr is ismun jami'a. Just like ibadah, like Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah mentioned, ismun jami'un, did al-ibadah ya'ali. جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه. خير or عبادة is actually a universal, you know, word that qualifies to be in your good, in the scale of your goodness on the day of Qiyamah. Actually, whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loves it is khair. Khair is whatever Allah loves and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had approved it. It's khair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But khair in Quran comes with, you know, big amount of money. In Quran is also called khair. The big amount of money, you open your eyes widely open, Mustafa. You want big money? When you get that big money, don't forget me, okay? Remember that, you know, he used to teach me when I was a baby. Let me remember him wherever. Even if I'm in Africa, make sure you make it there. Huh? But if I'm in Dubai, that means I'm cool. Mustafa. Okay? You promise? Now you will search for me wherever I am. Mashi? Okay. You see, Juan? So this is, khair is, in Quran, khair comes with like a big amount of money. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Adiyat, Dabaha. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That's like a big, a human being loves like a big amount of money. Who doesn't want money? Even this baby, he wants money. يا باشا ولا لا. So that's كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا. إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا مَا انكسر. But خير is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with is خير. Allah loves for you to do it or for you to involve yourself in it is khayr. So Prophet ﷺ said, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, the final day, yawmul akhir, because there will be no day after that, yawmul akhir, if you believe in the last day, Prophet ﷺ said, you have two options in terms of your speech. First is to say khayr. Speak that which is khayr, and what is khayr? Whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is good. Speak, and make sure when you speak, what comes out of your mouth is khayr. If you have no khayr to say, Prophet ﷺ said, ismut. Then be silent. You know, in the language of kids, they say zipping. Right? If you have something to say, that's why Imam, you know, Muhammad ibn Idris, al-Shafi'i, al-Imam al-Allama al-Kabir, he said, ma'na al-hadith, the meaning of this hadith is that man arada an yatakallama falyanzur ila zahiri ma yaqulu fa in kana yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardah falyaqul bihi wa illa falyasmut. The meaning of the hadith, Imam Ibn Idris al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, the well-known Imam, he said the meaning of whosoever believes in Allah and in the last day should say that which is good or to be what? Silent. The meaning of it is that whenever you decide or whenever you have, you know, niyyah or attention to speak, or whenever you stand up to speak, or whenever you are about to speak, make sure you what you search what comes out of your mouth, pick up the best, you know, words and the best statements in order for you to what, verbalize and bring them out. So if what you're about to say pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i said, then open your lips. If not, keep them closed. So that's why he said, whenever a person asks me something about the deen, whenever a person asks me something in this deen, I always see. My answer will take me word. If in Jannah, then I give him the answer. If it's in Jahannam, I say, I don't know. That's what Sheikh Muhammad ibn Idris, al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, used to say. You see, so this is man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. So now here, I want to ask this. Now Prophet ﷺ said, either to say that which is good or to be what? Silent. So now for you to be silent and for you to say al-khayr, which one is the best? The best, if you have khayr, saying khayr is better than being quiet. I have the truth. Shall I be silent because I don't want to cause trouble? I'm just silent. And I want people to do whatever they want to do because Prophet ﷺ said, you know, أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ, or he should be quiet. No, you have the khayr. So al-khayr, Maqulatul khayr, pronouncing and announcing the khayr is better than being quiet. You only remain silent if you don't have what? Khayr. But if you have khayr, you have to bring the khayr. Ad-da'watu ila Allah khayr. So when you search in your brain, you open your medulla oblongata widely open, or your cerebrum in the back is open, or your mandibula in the other side is open, whatever is open in your brain, but you search, it ain't nothing good for you to say, then be quiet. Ayo Mustafa, mish kida? If you have something good to say, it's better to say it than to be quiet. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, فَلْيَقُلْ. So Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, Muhyiddin, he said, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا is a command from Prophet ﷺ that this is what you should say. But if you don't have khayr, be quiet. You and your family in the house, she started talking because she did not finish with her 18,000 words of the day yet. So she is still talking. But you know, if you open your mouth to speak, it's not gonna be peaceful in the house. So if she is talking because the 18,000 words, she still have like maybe 2,000 more to go, just let her finish with the 2,000 and be in peace. Because if you speak subsequently after her statement, maybe you're gonna turn the ring to be Tyson and even the Holyfield, and somebody's ear will be bitten. If somebody must be quiet. But she's talking, you talking, he's talking, you replying. You know, I'm afraid that, the upper part of your ears is going to be gone. So, ikhwan, you know, in 1996, make sure man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir falyakun khayran aw liyasmut. You see that, to say that which is good or to be quiet. That's what Prophet ﷺ said. So it's a command. Except Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri. What's the name of the Imam again, Mustafana? Abu al-Qasim? Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri. I'm going to ask you tomorrow in Tahfiz. So make sure you have it written. Or in your Google. Or notepad. ماشي. Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri rahimahullah, he said, as-samtu fi waqtihi sifatu al-rijal. ماشي فيني ابني. Oh, he wants to. La. Oh, he see that I'm attacking him. Oh, he wants to write it. Oh, kalam azim. Kalam azim. Okay, Kalam Jamil. Okay, get the pen. That's not mine. That's not mine. You see? You make sure you write it, Yabni. That's how we see, knowledge is tadarrujan. You take something little, you put it in your storage. You get something little, knowledge is like a qatra. You take qatra today, a drop, you place it somewhere. Take a drop, place it somewhere. Take a drop, place it somewhere. But if you say it's just a little, this is drop, I can remember it. If you have that drop of water and there is also an opening under the basket, what's going to happen? It will never get full, because once it gets, it goes. So even though it's a drop, make sure. That's why Imam, Abu Umar al-Hafiz ibn Abd al-Barr, in the book of Fadl al-Ilm, he mentioned that Salaf al-Salih used to say, قَيِّدُ الْعِلْمَ بِالْكِتَابَ. Safeguard the knowledge by writing, because if you will never be able to remember everything, but when you have it written, guess what's going to happen? Whenever you want to remember, you can go right back, and sometimes you even make it much easier for you to go back and do some research. You see, if you have it written, ماشي ابني ايوه ده الكلام. So من كان يؤمن بالله ولا لم. Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri said, As-samtu fi waqtihi sifatu rijal. Silence in its appropriate time is actually the characteristics of really men. Being quiet, the time you're supposed to be quiet, is actually proving that, yes, I'm the man. When will you prove that I'm the man? By being quiet? Another example again. Somebody who doesn't have haya, who doesn't have, you know, shame in his system. He says whatever he wants to say. So the more he is talking, Shaitan will reveal to you that, man, show him that you get some. You know, I don't have enough. So that's not a good example. I apologize, ikhwan. You know, it's not that big. Huh? You see? So show him that you get some muscles. You see what I'm talking about? So Shaitan will push and goad you to say some. So being quiet and the person knowingly is aware that if you want to speak, you even have more vocabs than him, but yet you are quiet. That proves that you what? You have control over yourself. You know, especially sometimes between a person and his family in the house, whether his daughter, whether his son, whether his, you know, mother, whether he's with his father or with his wife, maybe something, and then keep on talking. Controlling yourself in this situation proves that, yes, you know, you really may. So that's the meaning of as-samtu aw as-sukutu fi waqtihi sifatu ar-rijal kama anna an-nutqa fi mawdi'ihi min khisal al-kamal. And he also said, but talking the moment that you have to is also a proof that you know what is actually right, and that is min afdal al-khisal. You see, so there's a time that you have to talk, and there will be also a time that you have to be silent. Not all the time you have to talk, or all the time you're silent. No, sometimes you talk, because Imam, you know, Abu Ali al-Daqdaq, or Abu Ali al-Daqqaq. I know this name will make the first one to be forgiven. Mustafa, what is the first name? You see, Daqqaq, remove it out. But if it is written, you still can remember the Qushayri. You see, Abu Ali al-Daqqaq radiallahu anhu said, you know, as-sakitu anil haqq shaytanun akhras. If you want to know the really shaytan, it's he or she who remains silent in terms of speaking the truth. This is mentioned in Hilyatul Ulama, and it's also mentioned in the book of Hilyatul Awliya. You know? So that's what Imam Abu Ali al-Daqqaq said, you know, being quiet, the moment that you have to make sure the truth is known, you know, it's being a devil. Just like Imam, you know, Al-Izz al-Hanafi, Al-Kabir Imam, you know, the one that they used to call Al-Hafidh ibn Abd al-Salam, also said the same thing, you know, and Imam al-Dhahabi mentioned this in one of his books, that sometimes some people remain quiet thinking that they're being humble. And in some instances, in some places, being quiet doesn't prove that you are a humble person. And then he gave an example. Somebody is saying some lies against Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then you're quiet. You say, you know, I just want to be quiet and remain silent because I don't want to show off that I have knowledge. Is that being, you know, humble? That's not. Imam al-Dhahabi said this is not being humble at all. This has nothing to do with, you know, being humble. Because if prophecies or the haqq is being misplaced, you have to make sure you put it back to its own spot. So, you know, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakun khair. Sometimes being saying is khair, and sometimes being quiet is khair also. So you have to know when to be quiet and when not to be quiet. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. This is what Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned. ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره. And whoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let that person honor his what? His jar, his neighbor. And scholars said, we have three types of neighbors. The first is a neighbor, your own neighbor who's, you know, who lives next to you, and he's a Muslim, and also he is related to you. That's the first type of neighbor. He lives next to you, he's a Muslim, and he is related to you. That's the first type of neighbor. This neighbor has three rights that you have to give. First, he's your neighbor. Second, he is your relative. Third, he's a Muslim. And the second type of neighbor is a neighbor who is next to you, or he lives next to you, Muslim, but you're not related. And the third is a neighbor who lives next to you, but he's not a Muslim. This neighbor has only one right, haqqul jiwar, the right of being neighbors. So Prophet ﷺ said, Wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. I swear by Allah, he does not have complete iman. Wallahi, he doesn't have a complete iman. Wallahi, he or she doesn't have complete iman. Sahaba said, Wallahi, wallahi, Prophet swearing three times. What's happening? Then they asked him, Man ya Rasulallah? Who? Then Prophet ﷺ said, Man la ya'manu jarahu bawa'iqa. Man la ya'manu jarahu bawa'iqa. Man la ya'manu jarahu bawa'iqa. The one whose neighbor is not saved from his bawa'iq. Whatever trouble that you come with, from your tongue, action-wise, all is part of bawa'iq. When your neighbor is coming, it's making sure, let me make sure Muhammad is not out. You know, you see that? Okay, then the neighbor goes back because he knows Muhammad is triple trouble. Muhammad, in terms of trouble, he has, you know, master's degree in causing trouble. So he's afraid of his neighbor. Prophet ﷺ said, Wallahi, that person will never be. If that, whether that neighbor is a Muslim or not, so long as he's your neighbor, then that means that person has, you know, some rights that you have to fulfill. That's what Prophet ﷺ said. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyukrim jara. You see, that jar deserves some ikram. And then the last portion of the hadith, wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyukrim dayfa. And whosoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him also what? Honor his guest. And guest has rights also over us when we have a guest. Who is a guest? A guest, person who is traveling from maybe city to another, or country to another country, and then he gets stuck, or he passes by you. He is not stuck, but he passes by you to visit. That is your what? That's your jar. You have to honor that jar. You have to respect that jar. You have to take care of that jar. But the fard, that which is wajib, and also you are obliged to take care of that jar, is at least a day with its night. One day and the night of it. But going to 3 days, it is being extra nice. But after 3 days, the person also should know that's it. Get your luggage, remember your boarding pass, and know the flight that you came there with. Okay? So after 3 days, you have to make sure, okay, ma'asalam. But the first day, you get a nice dish that even home you don't even get. Breakfast is right there. So when you start smelling it, you wake up early. The next day, the same thing. The third day, you actually started flossing. You didn't even eat yet and you start flossing. Huh? And then after that, you start stretching, you know, let me do some exercise so I can empty the stomach for me to talk. Yeah, but I said, tawakkal ala Allah. Just go. Because after 3 days, so the wajib is how many days? One day with its night. But to complete, 3 days. After 3 days, you know, Islamically, you know, find your way. You see, regardless, you know, just try your best. Except if you are in trouble. Like maybe there's no way out, and you're just waiting for something to come to you so that you can continue with your journey or something to that niche. Okay. But you know, go over there. Or since you get that nice meal and that nice, make it like upon yourself, you know, every month you visit the brother. Allah, shall kalam. You see? So we make sure. Man kana yu'minu billahi wa yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfa. And Imam Ibn Daqiq al-Eid said, part of being nice to your daif is that when you welcome the daif, you know, you get some nice smile. And get some nice, you know, food for him without asking. Ya daif, inta ga'i walla eh? Ayis ta'kul? You're asking the guest, are you hungry? Do you want to eat? just give him. Just prepare. You know, just come. You say, you know, you have different options. Which one is your preference? Here is the menu. One, two, three, four, five. Just give him the options. But you hungry? Huh? They do want to take a walk. I'm an enlisted guy. Nazim ibn al-Safar. You want me to walk again? You see? So just give him the option. And then cook. You remember Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam? Hal ataka hadithu dayf Ibrahim? Al-mukramin iddakhalu alayhi faqalu salam. Qala silmun qawmun mukramun. Right away, faragha ila ahli. You remember the three men that went to Prophet Ibrahim? They were actually angels. But at the time, did he know they were angels? He didn't know. So he knew that angels don't eat. But at the moment, he didn't know that they were angels. So when they came, they said, salam. He said back to them, silmun qawmun mukramun. He responded and replied the salam back. While they were sitting with a big smile, you know, raga ila ahli. You know, Allah did not say fadakhala ila ahli. Dakhala is like he entered in his family. But raga is like when you hide to move and go somewhere without people knowing that you're moving. Right away, he asked them to prepare the best. The best. And they did. He came out with the food. Faddalu. Ta'al, come eat. Allah did not even. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا. He became scared. Allah, who will see this kind of shiny arm in front of whom, you know, smack all this kind of food? And they're not even stretching their hands to, what's going on? Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam said, you know, we are angels. Allahu Akbar. Having angels in your house? Allahu Akbar. That's a blessing from Allah. You see? So long story short, he prepared the food for them. He did not ask them, you know what? You know, I only get pizza. Do you want it? That's your guess. And with a big smile, big smile. And you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, he said, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. A best statement. You see, when a person comes to you as a guest or he asks you something, you don't have it. But the way you talk to the person, you know, you make the person, like let the person feel some kind of way without even giving him, without even giving the person what he is asking and what he is requesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that nice speech is better than giving him bunch and more than what he requested, but you followed it with a word that he doesn't want and he doesn't like. So here you gave, but with an insult. But this one he didn't, but a nice speech. Allah said that one is better than the one who gave it. And you remember that if you don't give it today, probably tomorrow you're going to wind up like that person you don't know. In Bani Israel, like Prophet mentioned to his sahab, one day this man was sitting with his family eating. A person came and knocked. Who is that person? A miskeen. The wife, you know, wanted to give him some. He said, what? Leave that miskeen alone. Just let him go find a job. Just like Kufar used to say, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الَّذِينَ أَمْنَ أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. You see, let him go find a job. So long story short, he left. After a very long period of time, a man came knocking again. A man came after a very long period of time. Somebody else came knocking. Who? She opened the door and then she went in. That's a different scenario now. Who? He said, it's a miskeen. Then the husband said, actually take the whole thing, go give to him. So she took the food and gave it to the miskeen. And then she came in crying. This is what alayhi salatu wasalam was telling him. Now when she came in crying, he asked, what's wrong? You crying because we gave him all the food? She said, no, I'm not crying because of that. He said, then why? She refused to say it. He kept on asking, because we gave him the food, because we gave him everything that we actually prepared for ourselves, or what's the problem? She said, actually, that was my ex-husband. I remember one day, somebody knocked and asked us for food. We were eating and then he refused for me to give the food. And then he told her, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And then he said, wa ana sa'ilul awwal. I was the first beggar. هل تدرين من أنا وأنا السائل الأول. I was the first سائل. لا تهين الفقير علك أن تركع يوما والله قد رفع. إخوان, we don't know what tomorrow is bringing. We know today, but we don't know tomorrow. So that's what that's why they said Ibrahim al-Khalil, part of his ikram al-dayf is that he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, never eats without inviting somebody. Always. Even nobody to eat with him, he will go stand outside in the street waiting for somebody to come so that they can eat together, because he wants to share that with others. That's what Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam used to do. One day he was waiting outside, nobody is passing. He waited, waited. At the end, somebody came in. Allah. They were about to, you know, start eating, washing hands. Ibrahim al-Khalil said, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. This guy is mentioned Bismil Majus. La 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 la. You are a fire worshiper. He worships fire. Ibrahim al-Khalil said, Allah. Ya Allah, ruh ya abni. If that was in Egypt, somebody would have said, khribbitu ba alina. Min dil al-gada'adi. La 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 la. La 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 la. There's not this such a word in the library of prophets. They don't have this in the vocabs. So he said, Allah, worshiping fire, Majus, sharing my food. No. Bismillah, I'm saying Bismillah. You want to say Bismillah? Let's go. You say the name of your own God? No. So he refused. And the person left. Just say what? Jibreelul Amin alayhi salatu wassalam, without even minute passing, he arrived. أقسام النورانية يا إخوان. جبريل الأمين just arrived with a message from Allah. وحي من الله عز وجل saying to إبراهيم الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام, يا إبراهيم, Allah is telling إبراهيم, هذا العبد قد مكث 80 سنة يعبد غيري وأنا أطعمه أفمن لقمة عيش تطرده. يا سلام. شوف الكلام بقى. يا إبراهيم, this guy more than 80 years. He been worshiping his fire. He was a fire worshiper, I knew. Anyway, but I still feeding him. I kept on feeding him. So Allah said, I fed this man for more than 80 years. Today, just because of single bite, you kicking him out of your house? Allah, Allah, Allah. Prophet Ibrahim chased him and he brought him back. Allah. This guy, he did not ask Prophet Ibrahim because he was hungry. He brought him back. He started knocking and chiseling everything. He shoveled the food. At the end, he asked Ibrahim al-Khalil, why did you chase? He didn't know that was actually Prophet. He chased. He said, why did you kicked him in the first place. Why you called me back? He said, لِأَنَّ رَبِّي عَتَبَرِي فِيكَ يَا اللَّهِ. Because my Lord blamed me due to what happened. Say, your Lord. So this guy, he doesn't even know there's رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ يَسْتَحِقُّ الْعِبَادِ. He said, who is your Lord? Then Ibrahim al-Khalil defined who Allah is and that he is a messenger of Allah sent by Allah and the prophet of the time and the messenger of the time. He said, أَمَّا أَنَا فَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. See, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. See, إكرام الضيف. So, إخوان, if somebody comes to you, he's just asking for some change, then say, man, that I give you my money, you go and Sunday in the church, you say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. No, I'm not giving that to you. Unless you say, la ilaha illallah, but in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. No, you're not taking my dollars. You know, he's in need, just give. You see, so that's how it is, ikhwan. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. This is the hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تقول الخير. Here is Ibrahim ibn Adham. Somebody came to him. He said, a Jew passed by him. He said, يا Imam, I want to know this. Then the Yahud, You know, Yahud, some of them keeping their beard, just like you see today. So he actually asked, Imam, you know, this beard of yours and the tail of my dog, which one is better? Yeah. What? If that was the Imam of 21st century, somebody talked to him like that, what do you think? Even he doesn't know martial arts movie, he's going to start learning it so that he can give him some dars. Right? You're telling somebody the tail of your dog. Your dog and the beard of the Imam. So what happened is the Imam looked at him and said, if this beard in the sight of Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this beard and this actually pleases him, then this beard is better than the tail of your dog. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love this beard, then the tail of your dog is better than it. This man became Muslim, ikhwan. This guy became Muslim. He accepted shahada. He was Jew. Why? Because of akhlaq. Akhlaq. Good behavior, good manners. You know, Imam Al-Allama, Imam Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, you know, Imam Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbali, somebody came and started insulting him. Then the student said, do you want us to man this guy up? Why don't you reply, Imam? What you're saying, we know it's not true. Why are you quiet? The Imam said, he is insulting me and he want me to respond. Now when I come to explain the statement of Allah, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. How can I explain that to you? When the ignorant individuals, when the ignorant ones actually address them in a foolish way and a silly way, they say to them, peace. Now, if I come to this ayah, how can I explain it to you? So I have to explain it not just verbally, through actions too. And here is Imam Al-Ahnaf. Somebody came to me, he said, Ya Imam, Wallahi la in qulta wahidan la tasma'anna ash'ashra. Ya Imam, la in qulta wahida la tasma'anna ashra. I swear by Allah, Imam, if you open your mouth with one statement, I will insult you 10 times. And then the Imam looked at him. He said, Wallahi wa la in qulta ashra lan tasma'a wahida. La sabah la hawla la quwwata illa billah. The Imam said, and I swear by Allah, if you say 10, you will never hear one. Imam, if you open your mouth with one single statement, I insult you 10 times. The Imam said, if you insult me 10 times, I will never use one word against you. And here is the Mufti of, Saudi before. Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Allama, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia before. You see, somebody was insulting him. And then they said, Imam, see what he's saying. The Imam said, but I have nothing to say. He said, but he's taught at least. He said, Wallahi, la a'lamu masawi'ah. I don't know his faults. You want me to fabricate? He's insulting me. Okay, I don't. You see, that's what happened. So, liyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, faliyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. And you know Arabs before, even before Islam, before in Jahiliyyah, you know, part of their shiam and their behavior, Arab used to actually, you know, honor guests. That's why our mother Khadija, radiallahu anha warda, when Prophet ﷺ ran from, you know, the cave, he came to her, he was shivering. He said to her, Zamiluni, Zamiluni. And then when everything just went away, you know, he told her what happened. And then she said, you know, due to what you used to do, Wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada. The hadith in Kitab al-Wahi in Sahih al-Bukhari, you know, Wallahi, Allah will never humiliate you. Why? He said, إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ إِهِ الرَّحِمِ وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. Because you what? You keep, you tight, and you visit, you know, your relatives. And also, تقر الضيف قراء الضيف أيه إكرامه. You actually respect and you honor your guests. And whosoever has this as his own akhlaq and shiam and manners, wallahi Allah will never humiliate that person. That's what our mother Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha said. So Arabs used to honor their own guests. But you know, somebody came to you as a guest, you know, just when you open the door, here's your guest, your face changes like cheetah or jaguar. You know, you start frowning, you say, hey. And your face, when he looks at your face, just like ja'at al-sakha. And when your wife comes after you, Allah, he sees like a tammatul kubra di. So from sakha to tammatul kubra, of course he's gonna leave and go. You see, so smiling, ikhwan, smiling. You know, open the perpendicular, open it wide, just dissect it. Smile to your guest. You know, even you don't have anything to give, ikhwan, wallahi, that way of entertain, you know, the way that you will talk to them is sufficient. And finally, let's close with this. We cannot take hadith number 16 because we run out of time. But we're going to close with this. A man came to Prophet ﷺ asking for sadaqah. Prophet ﷺ didn't have it. So he asked sahaba, man yukrimu dhaifa rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will take care of Prophet ﷺ's guest? Alayhi salatu wasalam. One of them said, ana ya rasulallah. I'm here. Ya rasulallah. And then he took this man. He said, he went to his house. He knocked. Ya umma fulan, oh mother of fulan, ma'ana dayfu rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have the dayf of rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with me. He ilghi rasulati. Umma, do you know there was nothing in the house? The only thing that she had was what she was preparing for the kids to eat and for them to drink water. Faddal, dayf Rasulillah, faddal bi dayf Rasulillah. Come with the dayf of Rasulillah. Come with the guest of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then she opened the door. So he entered. What was prepared for the kids? What happened was, you know, she put something on the fire. Like water was boiling, so the kids were, and she gave them some like a toy to play with. So they started playing with the toy, waiting, thinking that there's something waiting for them. You know, because when you're hungry and there's nothing for you to eat, you know, that actually increases your hunger, isn't it? But when you know that something is coming, something down the road, you know, you're driving through and you can smell some from Pizza Hut, or you can smell some from the fries of McDonald's, though it's not nutritious, but you're still getting it. You see? So you still get, so you have hope. So she put that fire and she put actual water and started boiling. They were thinking like some, you know, some maraq is coming, some soup is coming. So as they were playing, she gave them toy to play with. So as they were playing, they actually fell asleep, they started sleeping. So in the sleep, she actually took the food of the young ones and she put it in front of her husband to take it to dayf Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, like scholars used to say, يعني من إكرام الضيف الأكل معه. Part of honoring your guest is to eat with him, not to give the food and the leave. You know, to eat, so, you know, so that he can, you know, he can feel some. I remember something, you know, but we ran out of time. That's why I just, you see, so the point here is, ikhwan, she put the food in front of them, in front of the husband, the husband took it. But as he was going, she turned the light off. Turned the light off. Then said, astaghfirullah, they did not have light. I mean, she turned the candle, so there is no light for them. Do you know why she did that? Because the food is not enough. So this, the one who took the guest from Prophet ﷺ started putting his hand to his mouth, and he's not eating. He wasn't eating, but لِكَيْ يَسْتَشْعِرُ وَلِكَيْ يُشْعِرَ الضَّيْفُ أَنَّهُ يَأْكُلُ مَعَهُ. Just for him to know, just for the guest to know that he's eating, wudu. So he was putting his hand in, the, you know, in and taking it to his mouth, just like, and he wasn't eating because the food isn't sufficient. So when they finished, the guest washed his hand, he took it inside. Early in the morning, they went to Prophet ﷺ. Before they sat in front of Prophet ﷺ, Prophet said to that man, لَقَدْ ضَحِكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ صَنِعِكُمَا. Allahu Akbar. لَقَدْ ضَحِكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ صَنِعِكُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually laughed out of what you did last night. Allah laughs? Yes. How? We don't know. Just like the way he sees. How? We don't know. Just like the way he hears. Yes. But we don't know. Allah comes. How? We don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chin. How? We don't know. Allah has hands. Yes. We don't know. The same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yata'ajjab. You see? So the same, so Prophet ﷺ said, this actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had actually ta'ajjaba min sani'ikum. It's like some excitement had took place. You see? So this man here was confused, like, what Prophet ﷺ referring to? And then Prophet ﷺ said to him, because of what you did, you and your wife last night, Allah had revealed a complete ayah because of that. And part of it, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they prefer their brothers over what they possess and have, even if they have خَصَاصَ, mean خَصَاصَ or مَجَاعَ, they need it and they're hungry and they want it, they still prefer their brothers. So this ayah, whenever we read it, just like the way I read it right now, that sahabi has share in it. See the way he built his akhirah? إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So that's what happened, ikhwan. Inshallah, I promise to close with this, but there's an incident that happened. One of, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen, one of my team members in Philadelphia that I always travel with, you know, he came here once, probably you did not notice him. You know, his nickname is Amir al-Mu'mineen. He actually told me once, you know, he visited someone as they were actually sitting. You know, that was in different state, you know, in Africa, not here. So when he went as a guest, they actually cooked something that is called fufu. And that's heavy food, that's heavy weight. So this guy was really hungry. And he didn't know that actually the food that was put in front of him is actually him and also the children in the house for them, you know, so that he can eat. So when he finishes, you know, they will take the rest for them. But, you know, he thought that's his food. So he shoveled the whole thing just like snow. And he put salt on it to melt it up. He finished the whole thing. And that's serious. If that wasn't a joke, that was serious. He melted the whole thing. So even if you come, you will never know that it has snowed actually yesterday. You see? نَيَّ مَطْعَامُ خَلَاص. And then as he was sitting, he heard that, you know, the kids were jumping around and the family, the wife said, you know, just hold on. He's going to finish. When he finishes, then you eat. La, 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 la. And he just finished melting the whole thing. He said when he heard that, he opened the window. He opened the window and he jumped out of the house. Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen fain. La, inni ma'ajiruni la rabbi sayahdini. Amir al-Mu'mineen is gone. You see, so ikhwan, sometimes that's how it is. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir, fal yukrim daifa. Did you memorize the hadith now? So let's say it together, then we close, inshallah. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyukrim jara. Wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyukrim dayfa. رواه البخاري ومسلم. So inshallah, this is the hadith. Remember the three components of iman. Part of the iman, you know, المقولة الحقي والخير, you know, إكرام الجار وإقراء الضيف. With this, inshallah, in case somebody ran out of your window, Don't search him. Don't search for him. Let him go. Maashi, thank you so much for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.